This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, from over the weekend Twitter poll. Who will have a bigger impact on the 2019 Pittsburgh Steelers? Steven Nelson or Dante Moncrief? Either the cornerback or the wide receiver. I'm looking at my screen flash for a minute. Steven Nelson, 52% of you people who are responding, you people, say it's Steven Nelson, and 48% say Dante Moncrief. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's
today's
close.
Daily Twitter poll, check it out. Which of these number one seeds in the NCAA tournament has the best chance to win a national championship in your estimation? Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, or Gonzaga? 72% of the people voting right now say Duke. That's who I voted.
Yeah.
17% say North Carolina. 6% say Gonzaga, and just 5%, that thrilling, wonderful style that Virginia plays that got them bounced out by UMBC last year, 5% say Virginia. Before we get into our brackets, today is the fourth anniversary of one of the NCAA's all-time great moments. And when I say great moments, I mean great moments.
I just told the guys they obviously want this way more than we do. I mean, nothing I can do about it. Between the black lines, it's about players being players. Ballers make plays. Dudes are dudes. I mean, that's the way life works.
Halftime of the play-in game 4 years ago in North Florida. Bellevue's very own Matt Driscoll. Just, I mean, a noted philosopher.
Ballers make plays. Dudes are dudes. I mean, that's the way life works.
You need more ballers than dudes.
Is there anything more, Jim, than that?
No.
Life can be boiled down to that. Are you a dude or are you a baller?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to find out over the next month. Who's a dude? And who's a baller? Matt Driscoll right there from Bellevue, North Florida's head coach.
I think Duke's got a couple of ballers.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's look at our brackets, though. Who's ballers and who's dudes? If Zion Williamson doesn't get hurt, are we in agreement here that Duke is going to run through this thing?
As long as his shoes don't blow out again, Duke wins it all.
I don't know what resistance they're going to get. Virginia is so phony. I couldn't stand, and he's a very nice man, Tony Bennett, right? I couldn't stand his father style at Wisconsin. I can't stand watching that style. It's never going to be suited for making a run deep in the tournament. At some point, you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to run. Now, I know Wisconsin went to the Final Four that 1 year, but they were scoring like 38 points a game.
Right. I think the way it stacks up, I could see Virginia going to the Final Four just because I don't know if there's a lot of high-powered offenses in their way, but it's not fun to watch 54-51 basketball.
Now, the weird thing about Virginia is that they almost have a better chance against the best teams.
Yes, you're right.
That they can frustrate the best teams, and yet they're susceptible. They'll keep lesser teams in it.
It's much like a wishbone offense or an option, like one of the service academies.
Right, so you get one of those lower seeds, like last year, the good old Retrievers, and you keep them in the game, and they get hot, and they hit some threes or whatever, then you can lose. You can set yourself up for a loss. But on the other hand, you can frustrate better teams, more talented teams. And so it's weird in that way. It's like Virginia, they'd be better off just starting out against like in an 8-9 game instead of having to play a 16.
A lot of people's darling is going to be Murray State winning that first round game. They're a 12 seed. They got the kid that dunks the basketball all over the place. They play Marquette in that 5-12 game where there's always a 5-12 upset
there
seemingly.
You go.
So people are going to pick that. I think that's the 5-12 game a lot of people have circled. There's some really good 8-9 games, and those are the ones. Mississippi-Oklahoma is going to be a really exciting game. VCU-UCF, I think. And then, of course, the Pony Special, Syracuse-Baylor's an 8-9 game, which I like.
That's the one I like because I think the winner has the best chance of knocking off a one seed of any 8-9s.
I agree with you there because I think Gonzaga can be had. Gonzaga is a team, and there's some obscurity with us on the East Coast all the time with Gonzaga.
Right, and when we see them, we saw them fail this past week, right?
So yeah, can't say Maris.
Our knee-jerk reaction is what, recency bias and all that. We go, well, Gonzaga's the least of the top four seeds.
I don't like it when they have an 8-9 game between two Power 5 teams. Like, in other words, I would have taken VCU or UCF, one of those two teams, and put them up
against Mississippi, Oklahoma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have flipped
or
them.
Or Syracuse, so Baylor, yeah.
So I guess if you move the 9 seeds, you know, you'd sub in like UCF or Oklahoma. But that's the only nitpick I have there.
What if LSU and Yale stopped and had a spelling bee?
Well, Yale would be disqualified because of that scandal.
Right.
And then LSU would be disqualified just because of everything.
Yeah.
And a team that intrigues me in their 7 seed is Louisville. I haven't been able to figure Louisville out all year. I don't know if Louisville's good, if Louisville's bad, if they should be in, if they shouldn't be in.
Yes, all of the above.
Right.
Chris, you go with the namesake or not?
My knee-jerk reaction is they lose to Michigan State, but that's a tough one not to pencil through to Duke.
Give me Vermont.
Catamounts.
I watched them the other day against UMBC. That, first of all, there's no fire marshal in Vermont because there were 11,000 people. Have you been in that gym where Vermont plays?
Yeah, I broadcast games in that.
There were 11,000 people in there. How many do you think is capacity?
4.
It was unbelievable. People were hanging at the top,
sitting on each other's shoulders.
People were rappelling down from the roof to go to the bathroom at halftime. It was so packed in there. They have 3 brothers that play for them. Guys that are all brothers, and they just get out and play offensive basketball.
It was incredible. It's fun to watch.
It was like those old. What was that, Craig Pieper and those guys that played for them, or Coppenrath and those guys?
Coppenrath was a big kid, and then it was T.J. Sorrentine was the guy. And there's a possibility.
Sorrentino, yeah, they just got out and ran.
There could be a Sweet 16 Vermont Syracuse matchup. That's
possible. Oh my!
Wow!
And then you'll find out.
Ballers make plays. Dudes are dudes. I mean, that's the way life works.
You'll find that's out the who way the dudes works. And the ballers are. Well, that's our NCAA basketball primer right there for now.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.